Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on, it's a neurological summary report on Georgia Thibault, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. Address is P.O. Box 1679, Megalia, California, 95954, phone 530-570-8101. Parenthesis, daughter, Deborah, in parenthesis. ID is XXX, double XS, 3021. Date of birth, 8/25/1938. This is a... This is an 85-year-old woman, retired. Her insurance is Medicare/TRICARE. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Megalia, 530-873-0800. It is addressed to Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G-P-A, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969, 530-872-6650. Fax is 530-877-7280. The clinical indication is history of cognitive decline dash suspected dementia, with evidence of four possible psychotic experience. Current medications, this is vertically. Quetiapine fumarate, 25 milligrams twice a day. Donepezil, 10 milligrams p.m. Mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams p.m. Sertraline, 100 milligrams p.m. Medicinals and supplements, aspirin 81 milligrams, vitamin D3 2,000 units, iron PRN, woman's multiple vitamin, L-methylfolate 15 milligrams, new paragraph, previous medications, fludrocortisone 0.1 milligram once daily. Dear Robert Grigg and Professional Associates, thank you for referring Georgia Thibault for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Georgia was seen initially on March 9, 2023 for initiation of her evaluation and then seen subsequently in the process of care on June 23, 2023 and July 28th, and then today, July 28, 2023. New paragraph. She was previously treated with vitamin B12 and a focus factor, which were discontinued when she developed some choking sensation. She's allergic to sulfa and penicillin, new paragraph. She had a skin cancer removal by Dr. Vannucci. And treatment with Dr. Kinkle, K-I-N-K-L-E, at Mangrove Dermatology. She has seen Dr. Reeve at Woods Eye Center and underwent nasal repair with Dr. Hashemi, H-A-S-H-E-M-I, ear, nose, and throat surgeon. New paragraph. She has a previous history of anemia, breast lump, nasal cancer, diabetes, ulcers, and vaginosis, new paragraph. She is also noted to be allergic to codeine, sulfa drugs, besides penicillin and aspirin. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. She gave a history of general symptoms of chills, depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, headaches, and weight loss. New paragraph, ENT. She has a history of transient dizziness. She wears eyeglasses. She has recurrent cephalgia, nasal pruritus. New paragraph. Endocrine. She has a history of increased cold intolerance. New paragraph, cardiovascular. She has difficulty ambulating two blocks. She reports varicose veins. New paragraph, gastrointestinal. She reports a reduced appetite, bloating, food sticking in the throat, history of gallbladder disease, nausea, stomach pain, and occasional vomiting. New paragraph. Respiratory, she had a history of symptoms. Female and gynecological. She stands 5 feet 5 inches. Menarche occurred at the age of 12. She's uncertain when she had her last menstrual period. She reports no recent cystitis, menstrual tension, breast discharge, or symptoms. she is not reported to have had a recent mammogram. She had a hysterectomy in the past. She's had three pregnancies with three live births, two daughters born in 1955 and 1956, and a son in 1959 without complication. She reported no other female or gynecological symptoms. New paragraph. She denied dermatological symptoms. New paragraph. Sexual function. She's not sexually active. She denied history of exposures or transmissible disease. New paragraph. Hematological, she denied symptoms. Genitourinary, she denied symptoms. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, she reported difficulty with ambulation. Varicose veins and neuromuscular weakness in the lower extremities. New paragraph. Mental health, she reports frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, appetite problems, panic symptoms when stressed. She has seen a counselor. There's no reported thoughts of self-harm or suicide gestures. She did not indicate whether stress was a problem for her. New paragraph. She denied neck symptoms. New paragraph. Neuropsychiatric. Neuropsychiatric, she has never been referred for psychiatric evaluation or care. She has no history of convulsions. Fainting spells or paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She does not report frequent falls. She denies visual or hearing loss. She has completed an advance directive. She did not indicate a history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on August 25th, 1938. She's right-handed and 85 years old. New paragraph, her father was deceased at an unknown age and cause. Her mother died at age 91 of natural causes. She had three brothers, two sisters, all of whom are deceased from cancer, heart disease, stroke, dementia, and natural causes. Her husband, age 92, is in poor health and may have passed away. New paragraph. Her children, ages, a daughter age 68 in excellent health, a daughter age 66 in fair health. Her son was deceased at age 47 from lung cancer. New paragraph. Family history was reported to be positive for cancer, chemical dependency in a daughter, diabetes, patient and brothers, heart disease and stroke in a brother, hypertension in a brother. She denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, convulsions, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease.
Annie has asked a question.
Is she on the phone?
No. She's texting me. Is there a good men supplement that the doctor recommends? Owen, that's her husband, is supposed to take some B12 and iron after his lab work. So do you have any recommendations?
How old is her husband?
He'd be like 68 or so.
Okay, men's general vitamin for men over 50.
Okay.